Millions of years ago, travel has been part of the human experience. The mobility we know today is a consequence of several industrial revolutions. In the beginning, transport was dependent on low technology and a lack of infrastructure. Only in the 19th century, the steam-based technology bring the expansion of bicycles, ships, rail, and public transportation. During the 20th century, this technology raised and improved flexibility in trips by car and plane. In the 21st century, new business emerged. The convergence between industry and technology simplified the digitalization and the network in the mobility system. Today, a large range of information and communication technologies can be used to boost the relationship between transport and infrastructure. The main differences then and now are an extraordinary growth in mobility and not so good consequences in social and environmental sector. Now the world is becoming more urban. The provision for 2050 is 70% of people will be living in urban areas. The demographic change the demand for mobility. The congestion level is more than 100 hours per year, affects about 10% of the major road network and costs estimates to 50 billion euros per year, or 0.5% of EU GDP. This is a real problem in all metropolises and also in developing countries where there are dependence on road transport. The infrastructure is still based on highways, principally private transport, and it's known there are other options less polluted. At least every week we see on news and papers bad results on transport system, such as oil leak from cargo ships, bottlenecks, and its consequence, like air pollution and noise. Today, words like mobility and sustainability tend to be a branding or greenwashing inside urban planning. But the concept of sustainable mobility appeared for the first time in the Green Paper of 1992. Mobility creates accessibility, the ultimate objective of any human settlement. A good mobility gives a nice integration between rural and urban area, and also options among public and private transport, and pedestrians with special attention to the needs of those in vulnerable situations, such as older people, persons with disabilities, children, and others. The concept of sustainability, we learned it was based in three pillars: economic, environmental, and social. Generally, sustainability is the coexistence capacity for the human being and the biosphere living together. But there are some experts thinking this definition are not so good enough. However, if a new definition or a new strategic plan or a new green certification give good results, why our planet had not changed in a better world? Examining mobility on its own presents a risk at any special scale, from the block to the metropolis. A sustainable mobility city is not only green. Of course, we need less pollution, less noise, more green spaces for pedestrians' comfort, but we need cheaper solutions to reduce our dependence on fossil energy. We need investments and interest to develop a better infrastructure, and the most important, each city must establish your own way. A success plan in one country does not guarantee the same results in other places. Local culture and behavior is fundamental to take into account. It's also important to involve all the stakeholders to establish the success on the planning, like transport agencies, industry, regional organizations, private and public sector, media, residents, and everyone who can influence in a positive way. Governance could be an alternative to achieve a good sustainable mobility, because a human mobility system almost by definition tends to be interjurisdictional, crossing numerous local governments, requires some administration below the national and provincial levels. The future of transport must be divergent. The more offer from different companies we have, the better could be the service. Frequency, check-in time, reliability, accessibility, travel comfort, safety, and punctuality are some items to achieve efficiency in a sustainable mobility. Interdisciplinarity and a holistic understanding of the problem, it's a good path to follow a long-term planning. Nowadays, we know we are in an unsustainable way. We know fairly well what we need to do. That's not a perfect or a miracle solution. We need to find the best narrative to convince the actors to make this plan come true.